Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson, welcome to Going In Raw Countout, the only top 10 program on this channel, youtube.com/Steve and Larson, of course, where we take wrestling stuff and we count them down, Steve. That's what countdown shows are all about, counting things down. People love countdowns, top 10 lists and the such.
That intro was smooth like butter, but butter if it has like little chunks of crap in it, like little breadcrumbs, or like somebody did their jelly first before they put it in the jello and the butter.
Who does butter after jelly?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, some people I'm sure out there might be a little on the backwards side. And they might do that.
Do you put butter and jelly on your toast ever?
So I don't, but Lacey does.
Okay.
And it's always the best treat because there's more butter and jelly than there is bread when she does it. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
So, but I save that for special treats.
All right.
Because it's horribly bad for you to have that much butter and jelly.
I'm sure I have done it, but I don't do it on a regular basis.
I don't do it on a regular basis.
Usually if I put butter on my toast, it's because cinnamon and sugar is coming next.
Yeah.
Whereas...
I haven't had cinnamon toast in a long time.
I should say cinnamon. I don't eat sugar anymore, so just cinnamon. But anyways.
Yeah, but you need sugar. Dude, if you're making cinnamon toast, you need sugar on there too. Otherwise, it's like... No, you find yourself going...
I don't find myself doing that at all.
I think you do. Anyways, we're 1-2 weeks removed from the ultimate deletion. And we thought it was fantastic. The only reason why we didn't do this list last week... is because Daniel Bryan was cleared moments before we were going to roll footage on this on the list.
Yeah.
And instead we did Daniel Bryan dream matches.
Yes.
So, given that Matt Hardy this past week on Raw announced that he was declaring his entrance in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal and claimed that anybody who stood in his way would be deleted. Remember, finger out. When you do it, not five, not four, one single finger. And so that got us. And on top of that, with Michael Cole talking a lot of mess about it, with Corey Graves being all in on it.
A huge proponent.
And giving a massively entertaining recap of it.
Yes.
And on top of that, WWE released a little video aftermath.
Yes.
Where Skarsgård, the dilapidated boat,
yes,
comes back. From the lake of
reincarnation,
and Bray's lantern is there, and King Maxwell blows it out. Given all these things happened, and it seems to have been a success.
Yes, it held the ratings high for the third hour, the main event slot,
right?
of last week's episode of Raw. But anyway, this is a long-winded way of saying we want more matches at the Hardy compound.
Well, we figure that's going to happen.
We want more deletions.
Yeah, we want more deletions. So here they are. 10 more deletions that have to happen.
Yeah.
Number 10.
10.
Matt versus Jeff 2.
Yeah,
that's right.
This is the feud that kicked it all off back in TNA Impact. The final deletion.
The final deletion.
Which I still kind of feel like is the high point of this whole saga.
I'll be honest with you. In my personal, the contract signing for me was the high point.
Yeah.
The contract signing was a very underrated part of the process.
Yes.
But it was very entertaining.
Well, I guess I meant that whole part.
Oh, okay.
The lead up, the actual match at
the original
the original feud.
I know. I mean, it was so original.
Yeah.
Anytime you go back to something, it's always going to be held up in comparison to the original. I feel like now that Jeff seemingly has been cleared, hopefully he's gotten some sort of help. With regards to his DUI, he was arrested on a DUI charge. And we know he's got a history of abuse problems. So hopefully he's got that figured out. But the WWE is clear to me. Should be showing up anytime now. I'm not sure if it'll be Mania or post-Mania.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's Mania and the Battle Royal. And
that could be.
There's a moment between him and Woke and Matt.
Yeah, that could be great.
Whether he's Jeff or
Brother Nero.
Brother Nero.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Either way, it could be
Actually,
great.
They're teaming up to take on T-Bar at the Greatest Royal Rumble. I think that was announced.
Okay, so when is that?
April 27th.
Wow, only 19, so almost 3 weeks?
After Mania, yeah.
Wow, boy, April's going to be a month, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know it's going to be something else.
Is it going to be? So wait, do we know what the time difference is? What time is that going to be airing?
Oh, I don't know. They haven't announced anything yet.
Okay.
Officially on through WWE.
But anyways, I love the idea of them revisiting this rivalry. If Jeff gets dumped. So who? Matt won the first one, didn't he?
No, Jeff won the first one.
Did he?
Jeff won the final deletion.
Well, regardless of who won, it could be a great way for Jeff to kick off a new solo career.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see that. And I think it's been sort of rumored that Vince likes Jeff for a solo guy
yes.
at some point.
Yes.
And I think that'd be absolutely fantastic.
As would I.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the final deletion part two would be great. Next up, number nine.
Nine.
What is nine? I don't have it in front of me.
King Maxwell versus James Ellsworth.
Now, we just had the pleasure of seeing James Ellsworth in action yeah. against Trevor Lee.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be great to bring. Now, number one, I would love for Ellsworth to come back at Mania as Braun's partner.
That'd be good.
I think it'd be fantastic.
I think that would be fantastic.
If they were going to go the route of Braun saying, I don't need a partner, I'm going to pick Ellsworth because it's essentially having no partner,
yes.
that would be great.
And they have history.
And they have history, exactly. So that'd be fantastic. Welcome Ellsworth back into the fold on kind of a part-time basis
yeah.
and have him be part of a new... that was under the tag team Apocalypto. When no. What was the episode?
Yeah, it was Total Nonstop,
Total Nonstop Deletion.
Deletion, which was culminated in Tag Team Apocalypto, where King Maxwell took on Rockstar Spud.
Mm-hmm.
Rockstar Spud lost that match.
Mm-hmm.
King Maxwell was victorious.
Right.
So King Maxwell gets his second match in his wrestling career against James Ellsworth.
Mm-hmm,
who goes over?
Well, Maxwell, of course.
Yes,
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
And you know who'd make a killer special guest referee?
Lord Wolfgang?
No, man.
Oh.
Drake Maverick.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Because he's
that's
the one who idea. Fought King Maxwell
and maybe
in the first
place. He can help King Maxwell win.
Absolutely. That'd be great. Anyways. Moving on. Number eight.
Eight.
Matt and Jeff versus Sanity. Before Matt and Jeff have their...
Hold on.
What?
Woken Matt and Brother Nero versus
sorry,
Sanity.
Sorry.
Wow.
Anyways, why do you want to see this, man?
Because I think it'd be great. You have Woken Matt, Brother Nero, the whole broken universe, the chaos inherent in that, versus Sanity, who claim to be the embodiment of
mm-hmm.
chaos.
Yep.
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yep.
I think you could have Matt and Jeff, verbal sparring between them, Eric Young,
mm-hmm.
Alexander Wolf, Damo, get Nikki Cross involved too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd all be a ton of fun.
Who did you say won this? You said Jeff won it?
I'm pretty sure Jeff won the
first
one.
Oh, man, Matt won it. Look, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, sorry. Oops.
I think you said in the last one, somebody in the comments said, no, Matt won it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I think he did win it.
Well, I think Jeff won it. Oh, now I remember. Jeff fell off that giant thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, oops. Jeff takes the big bump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
I mean, he wanted to become Brother Nero if he hadn't been deleted, and he was deleted in the final deletion.
Brother Nero. So, yeah.
You
no, Sanity, of everybody in the WWE, I would love to see. I think Sanity fits in the best when it comes to the Hardy compound, the Dome of Deletion, and all that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and it would throw a new wrinkle, something new what, at Matt Hardy.
What did he call that little town? The with Bray Wyatt. The
City of Deleted something. I have notes written down for the, all that
worry,
with all the names of the various parts of the
I
Hardy
like that
compound.
I want them to add, like, how great would it be if Sanity, like, lives there? I want Sanity to be part of the mythology.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Of the Woken Warrior verse or whatever they
yeah.
call it. I think it'd be great.
Here, hold on a second.
Okay.
It is Land of Obsolete Men.
There you go. We're doing far too much research.
Well, we should get
during
won,
the episode.
We should get who won the final deletion, right? Honestly, especially
you would
if I
think,
say it's
right?
like my favorite of all of them.
You would think, anyways.
That'd be a good idea if I knew the outcome of that match in particular.
So, who would be fighting Woken Matt and Brother Nero?
Oh, it'd be
out
Eric,
of Sanity.
Eric Young and Alexander Wolf.
Yeah,
Alexander Wolf for sure has to be one of them.
I want encounters between Killian Dane and Senior Benjamin. Then,
yeah,
and especially Nikki Cross and Queen Rebecca.
Yeah.
Those it all matches up so perfectly.
Yeah,
I want to see.
Yeah, I want to see that,
that
too.
Stuff.
I want to see that too.
Great. Yeah. Number seven.
Seven.
Woken Jeff versus Bray.
No, Brother Nero.
What? Oh, sorry, Brother Nero versus Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
We have a lot of things going on right now.
Yeah, I know.
So anyways, yeah, no, Brother Nero versus Bray Wyatt. This seems natural. We're not sure what's going to happen to Bray Wyatt after he comes from the Lake of Reincarnation. Mm-hmm. I am fascinated. I hope they do something big with him.
Same here.
Here's my thing. You've got this thing with Matt Hardy, the whole deletion thing. They need to keep that going. Whoever he feuds with needs to be. But I like the idea for Bray to be a big player in the deleted universe.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we go to the Wyatt compound like we did before with the New Day. I think that would be totally cool. Like, is he going to be reincarnated as Sister Abigail? Or are they going to go down that route again?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're going to do. Is he going to claim to have seen Sister Abigail after going into the Lake of Reincarnation? I don't know.
He has tweeted once since then.
Yeah. And it was exactly like a very cryptic sort of poem. Yeah. So they're totally doing
anyways, something. This is from givemesport.com. This is from a fan's account at a house show recently. They recorded videos of Hardy coming. This is from Give Me Sport. Face-to-face with Wyatt and told me he needs to change. And then Matt referred to him as Woken Wyatt.
Oh.
And there's a picture of them embracing in the middle of the ring.
They might be a freaking tag team, man.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
So
I love it. Why not, man? We're not doing anything.
Something new, something different.
Something different. But anyways, I'd love to see maybe Brother Nero and Bray can fight over who gets to be the Woken Lieutenant to Matt Hardy.
There you go.
Something like that. I don't know.
Matt has them do battle.
Yeah.
To prove who is better.
Exactly. I think it'd be great.
Because eventually, if Bray and Matt do form a tag team, they're going to have to split.
Yeah.
And then Bray can go back to being Bray, but hopefully better Bray, not the underutilized Bray that we've seen the last 4 years or however long it's been.
I agree completely. Number six.
Six.
Woken Matt versus Aleister Black.
Yeah.
I mean, Aleister Black isn't like, you know, he's not supernatural guy.
He just has mystique about him.
He's got mystique about him. But his look fits perfectly with all this stuff. My only concern would be I want them to push him to the moon, and this would sort of preclude that.
Well, this could be a decent feud on the way.
Yeah, maybe.
To being pushed to the moon.
Maybe.
Especially if he is the one that can somehow beat Matt Hardy at the Hardy compound.
Yeah.
He can escape deletion.
Yeah.
And earn Matt Hardy's respect.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
Yeah, maybe. I don't really like this, to be honest with you.
No.
But he looks so cool.
I know.
And his look fits in perfectly.
I know.
But man, like, you run the risk of people being like, oh, that's too goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure I want him doing goofy.
Yeah.
But that being said, I would never turn this down.
No.
So I do want it. I think it'd be great.
You do want it. Of course you do, because it's a good idea.
Of course I do. It's a great idea.
It's a great idea. Best idea.
Number five.
Five.
Woken Matt and Brother Nero versus The New Day.
Oh, this would be spectacular.
We've seen The New Day go the route of the Wyatt compound, which was a response of sorts to the final deletion.
Absolutely.
And I thought it was an overwhelming success. We were both sad that the draft interrupted that particular feud. I would love to see the New Day take on either Matt and Brother Nero or Matt and Bray Wyatt. I mean, every episode should have something pre-filmed like this.
I know.
Somewhere else.
Even if it's just a short little 30-second bit.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, it can't be that expensive to project the hologram from Vanguard 1. Pretty sure we could do that.
I think we could.
Yeah, 30-second little bit.
Exactly.
Little behind-the-scenes things of Woken Matt at the compound. Maybe out mowing his lawn, maintaining the Dome of Deletion.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
So I would love to bring Bray into this because Bray was the guy who originally really freaked out Xavier Woods.
Yes.
And they can continue that thread.
Yeah, how about then all
and
three
reward the people who have been paying attention all this
Woken
time.
Woken Matt, Brother Nero, Woken Wyatt against the New Day.
I love it. I think it's great. That's all great stuff. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Number four.
Four.
Woken Matt versus Demon Balor. I really want to see Finn pick up the IC title at Mania or at the Raw after Mania.
Matt stated on Twitter that one of his goals, now that he's deleted Bray, is to win the Intercontinental title.
I think he also said he wants to win the Universal
title. Yeah, well, I was getting to that.
So, yeah, okay.
Next.
I think this would be fantastic. I think Finn is quite versatile.
Mm-hmm.
I think not only would we get Finn, what'd be more fun...
This is the best part that could happen. Best thing could happen in this match. Say Demon Balor takes the loss. He's deleted. Goes into the Lake of Reincarnation. Guess what he comes back as?
Prince Devitt. Real! The real rock and roll.
Yeah.
No, I would love to see Gallows and Anderson going to the Hardy compound and just dealing with all that.
Yeah.
Because when you see them on Ride Along and even, like, you know, on camera, like on the show, on Raw, they seem like to be the most down-to-earth boys, the, you know, the good brothers.
Yeah.
And to see that contrasted with the Hardy compound would be absolutely hilarious. Yes. A lot of cool stuff can happen here. I feel like, unlike Aleister Black, who has a very serious thing going, Finn could get goofy.
Yeah.
I think, like,
goofy. Well, we saw that goofy on Raw.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be a lot of fun to see that side of him also, like, sort of deal with the deletion stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Demon Balor, the mythology behind it, plays perfectly into the Woken stuff.
Yes, exactly.
So I'd love to see that. It'd be great. Yes,
it'd be fantastic.
Number three.
Three.
Matt versus the Velveteen Dream.
Oh, wow. This would be spectacular.
This would be fantastic. I'd like to see one of those, the Purple Rainmaker.
Yeah.
Off the giant mound from the dirt.
Yeah, from the final deletion, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to see that.
Yes.
This would be weird.
Yeah.
The weirder, the better.
Yes.
It would be crazy. Everybody would mark out big time for this.
Oh, God, yes.
It would be huge because the Velveteen Dream is everybody's favorite in NXT.
Yes, the promos alone would be worth it. The match would be a ton of fun.
Agreed. Agreed on all that.
It'd be a good way to introduce the Velveteen Dream to the WWE Universe, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I guess he couldn't be deleted because we want to keep him as Velveteen Dream.
Hey, man, when you're introducing a hot new talent, he has to go over.
Yeah.
He would go over Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
Matt Hardy can't win all these, man.
No. He can't delete everybody.
Let me ask you something. We'll take a quick tangent here.
All right.
Let me ask you, what about any of the old tag teams from, like, Tag Team Apocalypto? Didn't the Rock and Roll Express?
Mm-hmm.
Get the Rock and Roll Express back. That's what that would be really, really fun if WWE signed a bunch of non-WWE guys for like a one-day, one-match thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And did similar to the Tag Team Apocalypto.
Get some classic WWE teams in there too.
That'd be good. That'd be really interesting.
That'd be fun. Get New Age Outlaws in there.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
That'd be good. Yeah, we should have had
one. Oh, you didn't know? You've been deleted! Exactly.
See? We should have, like, had one of these entries specifically for a bunch of classic tag teams.
We still could. You got two left. We can delete one of them.
No, I like both these, man. Yeah, I like both these. Number two.
Two.
Woken Matt versus Michael Cole.
They've been kind of setting this up already.
I've never. Yeah, Matt on Twitter has been asking about it.
Well, it all started because Michael Cole didn't seem to be a fan of any of this Woken Matt stuff, and he definitely didn't seem to be a fan of the Ultimate Deletion.
Right. And so Matt said that he has Michael Cole in his eyes. He said he told Vanguard One,
keep him under surveillance.
Keep him under surveillance. I've never in my wildest dreams thought I'd want to see another Michael Cole match after his catastrophe with Jerry Lawler at Mania. That was terrible. It was horrible. However, I would love to see this.
I think I would too.
He gave a pretty, I don't know about extensive, but he gave an interview. I've yet to read it. I just saw like the bits and pieces about NXT. And who he thought about. He said Aleister Black. He said he was following Aleister Black when he was Tommy End. And he said that, how did he put it? He said something like he's got a rocket pack on him. He said something like that.
Yeah.
Where he's like, man, this dude is going to be shot to the moon.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh, I know.
I can't wait for Aleister Black, man. Oh, that's going to be great. Anyways, yeah, Michael Cole, look, it'll be goofy. It'll be silly. It'll be funny as shit. Mm-hmm. It'll be really good. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be great.
And there's the potential, too, that if this were to happen, that Corey Graves would get involved, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which would just take it to a whole nother level.
It would take it to a whole nother level, exactly. Like, could you imagine, what if Corey Graves falls in the Lake of Deletion, or Lake of Reincarnation, and comes back as, like, old Corey Graves from NXT, you know? And he doesn't take any bumps, because he can't, because of his head.
Yeah.
But he could do some really silly stuff that simulates battle in another deletion involving Michael Cole.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great.
That would be fantastic.
Oh, man. Give me that.
Heck yes.
Number one.
One.
Woken Matt versus Elias.
Oh, just give this to me now.
Just how about this? An entire 3-hour episode of Raw.
Yes, please.
with Elias versus Matt.
Yeah.
And everybody makes guest appearances. Yes. We get Braun in there.
Yes.
Oh, man. There's so much stuff you could do.
You can get Finn involved because he feud with Elias.
Yeah, exactly.
The Miz.
All sorts of weird
the
music.
The Miztourage.
They could do all sorts of... They could do a musical number.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And if Elias were to lose, he could be reincarnated as...
Who?
El Vagabundo.
Oh, El Vagabundo. That's right. Perfect.
I mean, Elias is doing probably the best character work on Raw, I would say. His character work is phenomenal.
It's amazing.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And put that strength of his against Woken Matt,
mm-hmm.
and it would be incredible.
Oh, man. I'd love to see that. The possibilities are endless, and I think people would love this stuff. They would eat it up. It's such a break from the norm. And look, this is what we all wanted when the Hardy signed with the WWE.
Yep.
It's what Matt wanted.
We wanted endless deletions.
Right, exactly.
So, or attempted deletions.
So let's get these endless attempted deletions. I think it'd be great. Let us know what you guys think in the comments. What deletions would you like to see? Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.